Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk some history. Happy Thanksgiving, first off. Today is Thanksgiving here in America, so to all of our American listeners, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a happy and safe day, and if you do go shopping, be nice to those people. I used to be one of the retail people, and it stinks having to work on Thanksgiving Day. So, yeah, be nice to them. But anyway, we've been talking about Robin Hood all week. New movie opens. I'm going to go see it. I'm pretty excited, and I think it'll be good. I think it'll be fun. And today we're going to look a little bit, and when I say a little bit, I mean a tiny bit, at the history of Robin Hood. When I say a tiny bit, I mean if you go on to his Wikipedia page, it is pages and pages and pages and still more pages of the history of Robin Hood, and trying to figure out, you know, what was important and what we needed to hit on and look at was kind of hard. So Robin Hood first shows up about in the 14th century, like 1370 is the first time that we actually see reference to him. But then it was in a poem called Pierce Plowman. And in the late part of the 15th century and first part of the 16th century, we see some other things of him pop up. And it's super, super inconsistent, because sometimes he is of noble blood and like went and fought in the Crusades and came back, you know, to... Well, not even rob from the rich. That's another thing we'll get into in a second. And then other times he is just not a peasant, but just kind of a common folk guy. And he doesn't really, nothing too fancy, but not boring either. And it starts off, you know, you had some of the early writings were like Robin Hood and the Monk, I guess of Robin Hood, and that's one thing. If you look at spelling around that time, all sorts of words are spelled differently. You're liable to see Hood either H-O-O-D, H-O-D-E, or just H-O-D. And Robin spelled about as many different ways. Excuse me. And through all of these, kind of one common thread that you see through these is he's fighting the Sheriff of Nottingham. That's kind of his arch nemesis. And one thing I never realized until, you know, researching this and even looking at the history of the Sheriff of Nottingham, very, very rarely do we get a name. Usually it's just the Sheriff. And that kind of nameless, faceless villain, maybe not faceless, but nameless villain, is real interesting to me. I think it's, I don't know. It kind of makes it easy to relate to, especially back then. You know, they're having somebody who, oh, yeah, we all know a bad sheriff, kind of like him. Yeah, we got that. And it really made his character more appealing. As history went on, like, sometimes he supported Richard Lionheart, and tried to take down his brother John. Other times he was indifferent to them. There are even times where it wasn't Richard, it was like King William and stuff like that. There was all different things that when starting out, you know, trying to get on the same page with the legend of Robin Hood. And you know, that's like I said, sometimes he didn't rob from the rich and give to the poor. Sometimes there was one story where he just like posted up on this trail, and if you were rich, he robbed from you. If you were poor, he didn't. But he didn't give to the poor. He just didn't steal from them. And as time went on, we got to see more of his good nature and helping hand and stuff like that. So he's always kind of been an outlaw, though, to one extent or another. And even his merry men, starting out, you usually would see Little John, Much the Miller's son, and Will Scarlet show up a lot in the early ones. But it really wasn't until 100 plus years later that you would get Friar Tuck or Maid Marian. And even Maid Marian wasn't the first woman, I guess, in his life. There were a few other ones that popped up before her, and then they try to like retcon it to where, oh, those were just aliases that she used, and it's really, really confusing. I mean, I've been reading over his history for a few days now, and but when you're dealing with legends and myths and things like that, it's easy to get kind of convoluted. And I say that because there's not really a whole lot of, people like King Arthur and stuff. It's like, okay, it's this guy. But going back, there were Robin was a super common name. Hood was a super common name. And it even found out that that was kind of a name a lot of outlaws used, like a John Doe almost. So there's been all sorts of discussions and debates as to who Robin Hood really was, if anyone. And pretty much what everybody's come to agree is he was kind of a mixture of a lot of people. You had like the Robin Hood of York, who was a known bandit and outlaw and stuff. Then you had Robert and John DeVille, Roger Godbird, were the Robin Hood of Wakefield, all sorts of things. And it makes it really hard, again, to kind of peg down who this guy was, if he was a real person or a myth. It's just crazy because in his mythhood, he became a larger-than-life thing. And not just like how we know him today, but used to there were, he was really closely associated with May Day, and he was called the May King and everything like that, and with all those festivals and stuff. And there's actually one really, really cool story I found is in 1492, there were a bunch of men dressed up as Robin Hood and just getting drunk and disorderly, and they were prosecuted, and their defense was, no, we were being Robin Hood, who was considered a hero of the church and raising money for the church, and so we were actually being peaceful. We were doing these things in his name and in his honor and to, promote the church and raise money. I couldn't find if they were convicted or not, but I thought that was pretty interesting. And like I said, we could go on for hours and hours about all of his stuff. It's incredibly fascinating. And then you get into all the stuff about Sherwood Forest and Nottinghamshire, Yorkshire, Barnsdale, the Abbey of St. Mary at York and everything. And it just adds credence to his legend and about, who this guy was and everything. And I still don't know. I don't think he was an actual person. I think it was kind of an amalgamation of a few different guys, but who knows? Let me know what you think. Do you think Robin Hood was a real person? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. We're even on YouTube. Just look for the Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. You can email me if you want to get in a big, long, you know, not public discussion. Nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing and talking to everybody, so make sure you do that. Also, make sure you check out the other shows on the network, not just me here, but Family Sounds, The New Weird, and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Lots of great things going on. But other than that, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle lolly, golly, what a day.